Well, welcome back to the Friday Drivecast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst here for Life Point. Recently, we started a series on praying through the Psalms on these Friday Drivecasts, and we've talked about really this is a movement to try to help us learn how to pray the Scriptures, how to use the Bible to help us in our prayer life, because sometimes, you know, we're all stuck in prayer and knowing what to say and how to say it, and our minds wander. And so anchoring ourselves in a passage of Scripture helps us really stay focused and helps us not only just pray prayers that are with what's going on in our life, but pray the Scriptures back to God. And so we've been doing that and taking a psalm every Friday and looking at it and praying through it. And if you're like me, you sometimes don't know what to pray about or don't know how to pick a passage of Scripture to pray through. And one of the easiest ways that I found is just to pick the day of the month that it happens to be. So like today is Friday, July 10th. And you take the 10th and you, when you apply that to the Psalms, you can pray Psalm 10. Or you can just add 30 to it. And do either Psalm 40, Psalm 70, Psalm 100, Psalm 130. So any of those in there, and you can do that every day of the month, and you can just skim them, skim the five or so Psalms that you have for that day based on that date, and pick one that stands out to you and go from there. So if you have trouble finding which one to pray, that's a great way to get started. Today, however, I am going to use Psalm 1. Psalm 1 is the passage that we'll pray through together. And so I want to read the psalm and begin to pray through it as I would any normal day. So here's what verse 1 says. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. Lord, help me to realize what it means to be a blessed person. Lord, I want the blessed life. I want a life, my life to be lived in a way that's blessed by you. Lord, help me not to walk or stand or sit in the way of sinners, but Lord, help me to walk in your ways. Lord, help me to recognize the progressive nature of sin. As this verse says, that the one who walks and then stands and then sits, Lord, that sin is always progressive. Lord, keep me from sin today that would leave me entangled. Father, I pray. Verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Lord, instead of walking in the way of sin, Lord, help me instead to delight in your law. Lord, living a blessed life is not just about avoiding one way, but it's about walking toward another. It's not just what I avoid, but it's what I do. Lord, help me just to delight in you today. Help me to delight in your word and in your Scripture, and help me to meditate on it all throughout my day. Verse 3 says, he is planted like a tree by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither in all that he does. He prospers. Lord, I'm so glad to know that the benefits of living this blessed life, of not walking the way of sin and delighting in you, that Lord, it leaves me firmly planted like a tree, well nourished by streams of water. God, that's not just firmly planted and well nourished, but God also that bears fruit. Lord, I pray that today my life would bear fruit for you in your kingdom. God, I'm thankful that because of this hope that we have in you, that my leaf does not wither. And God, in all that we do, we prosper if we are firmly planted in you. Verse 4 contrasts this idea. It says, the wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Lord, thank you so much for the reminder that the wicked are not rooted well. They're like chaff. They have no roots. They're blown here and blown there, not of their own volition. They don't get to choose where they go or what happens to them. They're just blown here and there. Lord, help me not to be walking in the ways of the wicked, Lord, so that I just am blown this way and that by the winds of culture sometimes, Lord, by the winds of my own sinfulness, or Lord, sometimes by the wind of what other people want for my life. Lord, help me to be anchored in you and not driven about by the circumstances of this life. The final couple of verses go like this. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Lord, I'm thankful for the reminder that not only is there great joy in this life that we live with you, and great stability, and we're well nourished, and we bear fruit, but God, I'm thankful to know ultimately, not only in this life, but in the life to come, that there are consequences for either living the blessed life that you've called us to, or living the way of the wicked. Lord, thank you for the reminder that there's this is going somewhere. This life that you've called me to, this following of Jesus, it's leading somewhere, it's going somewhere. And I'm thankful to know that ultimately you know the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Thank you for the reminder that my path, my road leads to an ultimate destination. I hope this has been helpful for you today as we've prayed through Psalm 1, and I hope that you'll be encouraged to take up this challenge to pray the scripture. Really any scripture you can take in the Word of God, you can begin to pray. I hope that it encourages you. I hope that it really brings life to your prayer life. And thanks for joining us today on this Drivecast. Come back Monday for more episodes. Have a great weekend.